I'm here in Cess is at the opening of, well, it's partly artwork, partly historical memorial. Perhaps Elena Kalnina, who's behind the project, could tell us a little bit more about it. What exactly is happening today, Elena?
We are opening an urban artwork in the town of Cessis, which is dedicated to Jewish community. Cessis killed in Holocaust in 1941, in August. And the title of the artwork marks this exact moment in time when they lost their lives because they were brutally killed. That was in 1941. That's why the title of the artwork goes like this, 1941 Path. Mm-hmm. That was the last path they walked from Cessis to forest nearby the town where their lives ended. And we wanted to mark this today because today in Latvia we are remembering Jewish communities all over the country because this is a Remembrance Day of genocide to Jewish people in Latvia. And this was important for us, and I'm not alone standing behind this project. I have beautiful collaboration with a couple of artists who are partners in their life. This is couple with surname Dzudzilo, you probably heard. Krista and Rein is Dzudzilo. They are married couple and also working together in arts in every project. They're doing everything together in their lives. So they are the generation who was born just before we broke free from Soviet Union or right after. They don't have any direct connotations with that past. And me, myself, I was born in 1974, so I was also just a teenager when everything changed. I wanted to do this work together with them also because of that, what I told you right now, so that they can work with this very sensitive theme and very hard heritage we have, which is Holocaust.
Well, I mean, here in Cessis as well, was there any pre-existing monument to the Jewish community?
There is one stone in the forest, which is, you can't hardly call it a monument. It's, as I say, klutzis, betona klutzis, a piece of concrete with a text on it, fascist victims' grave, 1941. So anonymous place, which marks the site nearby this place. There was a that they were killed, and they were approximately 200 people. That sounds very strange saying approximately, so because it was only 81 years ago. And what happened afterwards? Nobody ever did any research on them. Nobody ever tried even to make a list until today, until that happened today, a list of names. So one decade, another decade, and up to today we hardly remember that there even was such a Jewish community in Cessis. So for most of the citizens of Cessis today, that is a surprise if what they will discover now, that there were so many, well, actually quite many for our small town, people who were Jewish, who lived back then in this town, in the houses which we walk by every day. And
well, that's what I wanted to say, in that these artworks, they take the form of pairs of shoes, well, several pairs of shoes representing different families who lived in different places.
Yeah.
But they're very kind of in your face. You can't miss them as you walk around town. So we've kind of gone from non-acknowledgement to absolutely on literally every street corner, almost there's something there. Was it difficult to get the owners of buildings and so on to agree to have these installations?
Yeah, it was very different, as our society reacts to Holocaust differently in as a whole. So we know that there are different opinions and reactions, from very positive, like talking about remembrance, saying yes, it's needed, it must be accepted and approved that this is part of our history. And the victims of Holocaust are our citizens, our neighbors, our people, from very open anti-Semitism. And also, of course, Cesis is no difference. Yeah. It's not an ideal place. It's just a little town in Latvia, and we have everything here, also anti-Semitism.
But it does seem that things, you know, commemoration of the Jewish community has advanced quite a lot in recent years here.
It's true. It's true, of course, and I'm not talking about many people. In this case, just a couple of them, actually,
yeah.
Just few. But that was to answer your question about talking with property owners. But there were also other reason why it was not possible to put objects on that certain place where we wanted. Buildings were missing, this pavement was too narrow, and that was also something we had to take into consideration, that people are moving on the pavements, and the idea of Reins and Krista was to put shoes on the pavements. Well, because to make them visible, make them part of the city everyday life, and also just to, like, we remember what happened when Nazis arrived. They prohibited Jewish people to walk on pavements. They had to walk on the streets. So to put them back.
And these memorials, these artwork sites, are they permanent or are they sort of seasonal? Because perhaps part of the intention, to me, they look very delicate, and I wonder if they might get damaged, or with the winter might destroy them, or something like that.
Yeah, the material,
yeah.
Concrete, it's perfect for living outside in all the or during winter or autumn in rain and even frost, and no problem with that. It will live its own life. Of course, color will probably change a bit, but that will give a pattern, and so they can survive. And also this distance for the pavements, we had one meter 20 centimeters was something we should not cover. That was also because during the winter, when streets are clean,
exactly,
with
yeah.
this brush, so we had to take in consideration that the little tractor will drive and the brush will turn around quickly, and it will do it every day or every morning, so shoes should not be on its way, otherwise they will suffer.
And finally, I mean, this is not the end of the project, you have more upcoming. Could you just let us know what that is?
That depends, of course, on funding and also people's plans and cities' plans about street reconstructions. For example, on Začu Street we were not putting anything. There were three addresses, because next summer, or maybe even later this summer, the whole reconstruction of pavements and street will start.
Yeah.
So if we have done it, so we have to destroy those objects, and that would not be nice. So we decided, okay, we skip this place. This is not going to work out. And several other reasons, but also some owners of the houses were not agreeing of putting such objects nearby their homes.
And in August there will be a performance?
The continuation of this artwork. Artwork is linked to audiovisual performance entitled Silence Falls. This is an artwork which is created by Reinis and Krista Zazilo again, and in collaboration and close working together with composer Krists Ausnieks and youth choir Kammer. And they have an idea back this artwork is also to commemorate Jewish community, but do it in this way that much more people can be involved, because there will be three shows and each show will have 200 audience of 200 mm-hmm. people. That is actually linked to the statistics, because after the war, after the Second World War, when Soviet reoccupation started, so there was a small article published in the local communist newspaper saying that 200 Jews were killed in the forest nearby Cesis by fascists. So this is the last time when somebody is mentioning these 200. And before the Holocaust, it seems that they were about 200.
Yeah,
because Rabin of the synagogue in Cesis every year had to declare to the Latvian government institution Garīgo lietu pārvalde how many members of the congregation he has. And he declared in the end of 1939 that there are 198 souls in his congregation. there's probably not all of them lived in Cēsis, but also lived in some small villages and countryside, yeah, like Liepa, Sārmūkšķis, Kujene, around Cēsis. But that's more or less 200. So that was like just a year.
Well, congratulations on getting another project over the line and making a bit of waves again, not for the first time.
Yeah, I hope not for the last.